Hey everyone, welcome to this tiny tidbit prequel preview episode for season three of Shazam. This is Kayla. Hello. There's been a lot that's happened since the end of season two over the last 5 or 6 months or so. So there's a ton going on, lots of updates. And our audio producer, Chris, suggested that we do this little update so that you know when you start listening to season three, all of the changes that have happened, because it's going to sound a little bit different. It's going to be structured a little bit different. So we're doing that now as opposed to the first episode of season three. So welcome back. And in just a couple of weeks from hearing this episode, season three will be out and about. So we're starting on October 5th, and I'm very, very excited. So here are a bunch of updates that have happened. Number one, you might notice that there is only one voice so far on this podcast, and it's the deeper of the voices. And that is because Carissa Hendricks has decided to step down from Shazam. Obviously, we all wish her well, and the podcast would not have been possible without her. We're very proud of everything we've done over the last 2 years, but it was just time for Carissa to move along. And I hope everything she's ever wanted comes true and all of her work and endeavors succeed. Unfortunately, though, podcast is not obsolete, even though we've worked really hard to make that happen. Still going strong. And even in 2020, I think there's a lot more that we need to discuss. Like, Los Angeles is on fire right now. Most of the West Coast is. This isn't a Shazam topic, but I'm currently looking at a very red orange sun and it's kind of hard to breathe. That's fun. So, again, not something I can solve on the podcast, but there are a lot of things that we still need to talk about. So, the podcast will continue with just me. Hopefully, you'll still like it. Please still love me. Really exciting thing. We now have an official Shazam theme song. I'm so excited. Obviously, it's going to sound different. You're going to hear the extended version of the theme song at the end of this update episode. It's definitely different than the royalty-free version I purchased when the podcast began, because I didn't know how long this was going to go. So a dollar seemed like a fine amount of money to pay for a theme song. So now that we're going, it's time that Shazam has its official theme song. And it's really, really cool. I know it's going to sound different. It's going to be weird for a minute, but I love it so much. It was written, produced, and recorded by Kevin Karikas with extremely loud vocals by Jonah Fagel. I was lucky enough to go to college with both of them. They are my very good friends. Kevin is an amazing musician out of Vermont. We're going to link to all of his music in the show notes as well as on the website. And you can see everything he does on iTunes, Spotify. He might still be on SoundCloud. I don't even know at this point. And Jonah is an amazingly talented balloon twister in Boston. Check out everything he does across social media platforms. It's Jonas Twisters. So Kevin made a theme song and Jonah screamed into a microphone and it was pretty awesome. There's a theremin. I'm obsessed with it and I listen to it every single day. Anyway, moving along from the theme song. Okay, that's probably the thing I'm most excited about, but moving along. Since it's just me as the host, we've added a new kind of episode. So we have guests. There will be guests in every episode. Most of those will be interviews. So the spotlight on the interviewee by the interviewer, which is me, a spotlight on their career, et cetera, everything you've sort of listened to since the beginning of Shazam. And then there's going to be the guest host episode where the spotlight is actually on a topic as opposed to the person. So we'll bring on a guest host to talk in depth about a topic. And we have some really cool ones already recorded. I'm excited for you to hear them. They're definitely really fun for me because I get to bring on experts in something and discuss how that affects our various industries. Some are in comedy, some are in magic, some are in juggling. So it's really fun. Guest hosts. Shout out to Catalina Absalon for suggesting this idea. I think it's going to be a fun addition. You're also going to start hearing in episodes some ads or sponsored segments. So the ads are just straight ad copies. You'll hear them. They're going to be few and far between. But the thing that is cool is the sponsored segments. So the idea is that I wanted to add in information on a cool topic, whether that be women in magic history or a product that's out on the market that's really worth people checking out because it's within the Shazam mission of gender neutral products or whatever it happens to be, something that doesn't require pockets, all of that, right? Product by women, et cetera. So we have sponsored segments now. So different companies, people, magic shops, etc., are going to sponsor a segment where we kind of talk briefly on this topic. I couldn't sustain an entire episode talking about, you know, a gender neutral peak wallet, which, by the way, it's awesome. We'll talk about it later in another episode. You'll get some links to it. It's pretty cool. But because I couldn't talk for an entire episode, here are the sponsored segments. And those will be really fun. You'll get to hear quickly about something I think is really important for magicians to know. Boom. Get this. In the past, you know how we've been sponsored by the Society of American Magicians for a little bit? And then we were sponsored by the International Brotherhood of Magicians for a little bit. Oh my goodness. We are officially sponsored by both. Ha ha, Shazam, bring in the two organizations together to create a joyous sponsorship for season three. So thank you very much to the IBM and the SAM for sponsoring the podcast. We could not obviously do this without you. So thank you so much. So if you are thinking, hey, it'd be cool to support Shazam in ways besides just hitting play, well, I have a lot of answers for you. There's a lot more you can do in this upcoming season. Obviously, please share Shazam, share our episodes, tell people you're listening. It's really important we get the word out a little bit further than we have already because we're really talking about important things. So please get the word out by just sharing and telling people they should listen. If you're able and looking to financially support the podcast, lots of things for you. So you are very welcome to sponsor a segment. You can sponsor the segments on magical women in history, segments on books to read, business tips, etc. You'll hear the sponsored segments throughout the episodes and the different ones we're going to have. If you're interested in doing that, just shoot me an email at shazampod@gmail.com and I can let you know what's available for price, etc. But anyone's allowed to sponsor them either as your business or as you, and you can write a little fun thing at the end of the sponsored segment that either talks about your business or a little message or whatever you want it to be. So shoot me an email if you're interested in doing that. That'd be great. We'd love to have more sponsored segments. You can also send us an ad copy too if you're interested in that. Again, you just email me for that information. We, of course, have swag. The swag platform has changed from TeePublic to Threadless. Threadless just had more options, I think better quality of merchandise, etc. So there's a lot that's available. Face masks, I love. I have a couple of Don't Touch Me face masks. They're really comfortable. There are onesies for kids and t-shirts for kids. So those are up. There's also a Don't Touch Me skateboard, which is dumb. It's real dumb. No one should get it. However, the first person that sends me a picture of them, the Don't Touch Me skateboard, I will also send you one of our new Shazam exclusive t-shirts. And I posted this on Instagram so you can see the design. But if you get a Shazam skateboard that says Don't Touch Me on it, first of all, I love you forever. But second of all, I will send you some swag that's an exclusive design just for you because why would you get this skateboard? Also, please only get it if you're going to use it. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But also, you could buy it if you want. But it's dumb. Anyway, moving on. The pins are back. The pins are back. The pins went on hold for multiple reasons. One of the reasons was that I didn't want to risk getting COVID going into the post office, but also I didn't want you to risk getting COVID by getting mail from me. I didn't want to be responsible for that. It would live on my conscience forever. No thanks. So now that we have a better understanding of how COVID works, and by better, I mean kind of, the pins are back. So there's already been a bunch of orders so far. There is a limited supply currently. So I'm going to send them until they run out and then maybe order more if people want them. But the Shazam pins are back. There's a picture on our Instagram if you want to check it out. And if you are interested in pins or swag, you can go to our website, shazampod.com. And on the top menu, it says swag or pins. The swag tab takes you right to TeePublic. And the pins will take you right to a PayPal purchase button. So the pins are $10. That includes shipping. So check them out. They're so cool. Finally, what is kind of the thing that I'm most excited about besides the theme song is that Shazam has an official Shazam Patreon, which has been released just a couple weeks ago. as kind of a soft release. This is the hard release. There is a Shazam Patreon. So as a Patreon subscriber, there's a monthly fee. You can choose what that fee is, and you will have access to different things. So you'll have access to early episodes. So you'll get the episodes on Sundays instead of Mondays. There are all different things you can get with the Patreon. Probably the coolest one, there's like swag. You can get the exclusively designed shirt or sticker or a magnet. And then at a certain level and above, there's going to be the bonus content. So every interviewee or guest host has recorded bonus content. It's not like bloopers. It's like, this didn't fit in the hour, but it's a really cool thing. Stories from touring, whatever it happens to be. The bonus content will come out on Wednesdays if every week after the episode comes out on Sundays if you're on Patreon, Monday if you're not. And the bonus content is only available to Patreon supporters. And there's some other various things. If you're interested in checking that out, you can head over to, again, our website and click Become a Patreon, or it's patreon.com/ShazamPod. All of that. Please support the podcast. Finally, I know in the past we've had some kind of issues in terms of schedule, and that's mainly because Carissa and I, full-time touring professionals, were trying to record and release episodes every week, and sometimes we'd get to record four at a time, but then after that we couldn't see each other for like 6 to 8 weeks. So it was tough, but what's great about moving forward is that most of season three's already been recorded. And there will be about 20 episodes, which means every week we might take the holidays off in December and January for like a week or maybe two. But besides that, you'll get an episode every single week for 20 straight weeks, about 20. It might be 19, it might be 21. I haven't quite figured that out yet, but about 20, you'll get them straight. So I'm really excited because it feels more and more like an official podcast as opposed to us just talking into a void. Obviously, you know, season three of The Office is not arguably the best season there is. So sometimes it takes a couple seasons of experimentation to really get a hold on what you're doing. So season three, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, will be the best yet. And without you, obviously this wouldn't be a thing. I hope you're listening. Otherwise, I'm talking to my own face on a Zoom. So that's dumb. Not as dumb as the don't touch me skateboard, but kind of dumb. Finally, in all of the scramble to get a hold on this and stress and decision making, et cetera, I have one person to really thank for helping me keep my head on straight. And that is our audio producer, Chris Combs, who you've heard us say his name a bajillion times in episodes. Chris is amazing, has been there since day one of me going, how do I do this podcast on my own? And what do you think of this thing? And et cetera, and has been so awesome from the beginning, but has been extra awesome in the last couple of months. So I know he's listening because he's editing this. And so thank you very much, Chris. I would have just drowned and quit again. So thank you so much for everything you've done. And you are my hero. Thank you for being here. I think that's everything. I think those are the updates. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun season. Episodes already recorded span a pretty big spectrum of topics. So I think it's going to be really fun. I hope you enjoy it. Season three starts on October 5th. Oh, one more thing. I remember what I had to say. The one more thing is that we are going to do a Shazam live launch event, and that's going to be on Facebook Live on September 30th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then go from there because I don't remember the rest of the math for the rest of the world. Anyway, that'll be fun because that'll be on Facebook Live. We're going to feature past guests as well as guests coming up, play some games, have some giveaways. It's going to be super awesome. So come join us on September 30th for that. And then season three begins on October 5th. October 4th if you're a Patreon supporter, but October 5th if you're not. Thanks, everyone. This is awesome. This is Kayla from Shazam. And now please enjoy the extended version of the Shazam theme by Kevin Karikas and turn down your volume for when Jonah yells Shazam. Thanks, everyone, and see you soon. Bye.